You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Reading a story this morning about a study that was done with 1,000 people trying to determine how spontaneous people were and if it tended to fade away. Now, I've always known in my heart that there are some people who are very spontaneous by nature, others who are very routine and methodical and comfort zone people, and there's nothing wrong with either one. It's just how you're wired. These guys are saying that even if you're a spontaneous type person, that it peaks at about the age of 31, holds at that level for just a few years, and then starts dropping off. So basically, your early to mid-30s are the highlight of your spontaneity.
Yeah, I could see that. You're right after that, you're probably, you know, really settling down if you're deciding to get married or have a long-term relationship and kids and career and responsibilities and 401ks and life starts sucking after 31, doesn't it?
But you can still do spontaneous things if it's in your nature. And again, for some people, it is not in their nature at all. And that's cool. But At first I thought, well, this is, I don't believe this. And then I thought, no, because I used to be the ultra spontaneous person with doing things, and I definitely don't as much.
Yeah.
I have become much more of a routine person than I used to be. I know in my 30s and early 40s especially, dang, the number of spontaneous things I did was insane. I think it peaked when I grabbed a backpack, went online, booked a trip to Europe, and just with a backpack went by myself for 10 days with no notice. Just did it.
It's pretty spontaneous.
And that is like, that was like the...
That's like the ultimate.
That was like the...
You just grab and run.
That was the pinnacle, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, probably top three greatest trip of my life, I'd say.
Yeah.
So I definitely encourage people who can do that to do that. But do you feel like any amount of spontaneity you've had in your life has kind of withered away?
I was only mildly spontaneous in my 20s, I would say. And that was, you know, the peak of just kind of being impulsive, having a lot of fun, you know, dating knick-knack and just us doing things. I mean, we were... I was never the drop and go travel type person, but I was more of the drop everything and let's go out and have fun type person.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's definitely fizzled out. Absolutely.
It's funny because according to the survey, about half of people wish they were more impulsive, which is funny to me that you would recognize that you would like to be more impulsive. You, I'm doing the royal you here, not you, Jeremy Padgett. It's funny that half of people recognize that they would like to do impulsive things, and yet they don't do them.
Right, because they're too locked into what they're used to as being a planner. So it's really outside your comfort zone to do that.
People don't want to step outside that zone.
Yeah.
They don't want to.
Yeah, I don't want to do that either.
Like, I was going to challenge you with something as soon as I read this
article. I'm good, though. I don't want to.
But I was going to challenge you with something and see how your mind works. What would you say if this Halloween you did not do Sloppy Joes and Tater Tots?
Ooh.
Could you do it?
No, everything's already been purchased, so it's going to happen.
But you could have it 2 days later.
You could. You definitely could.
What if you tried that to get out of your routine?
Because
I know how you are with your holiday routines.
I know.
What if you tried that this year and see how you feel?
Something would happen to my life. It would be thrown off. It would throw everything off from here on out.
Why don't you spontaneously on Halloween just make your tri-tip?
A casserole.
Like so much.
A breakfast casserole. No.
Cakes for dinner. Try
no,
that.
No, no, no,
not
no.
Do it.
Not going to happen, man.
Yeah, I figured not. Just want to throw it out. Anyway, just a little food for thought this morning for Dom and Jeremy listeners. How old are you and how spontaneous are you compared to maybe where you used to be? Or if you're listening to this and you're 22, you got some fun stuff to look
for. Yeah, live it up. Live it up.